A Great Life Podcast, brought to you by Made by Pear. Let them know who made it. What's up, beautiful people? And welcome back to another episode of A Great Life Podcast. I'm your creator and host, Paris Sharday Dunbar, and I'm super excited that you're here. Also, while I have your attention, please hit the subscribe button or bell option so that you do not miss out on any episodes this season. Today, we will discuss stagnancy, but specifically from a place of solution, wisdom, and fresh perspective. Because ain't nobody trying to be stuck now. You don't want to be stuck in place like this. You just stuck. So let's get into it. Stagnancy, a state of inactivity. So I want to talk about stagnancy. And this topic came to my mind because of a conversation I had not too long ago with a family member. And it was extremely, extremely alarming to me. Simply because this particular person, I ain't going to put their business in the street. So don't be asking, who was it? I'm not gonna put their business in the streets, but this particular person, look, y'all, they're young, beautiful, amazing, full of life, so much life. But the crazy thing is, when we were on the phone together, everything that came out of their mouth was, I can't, I'm not, I feel, I'm a procrastinator. I'm not sure if I'm going to be living much longer. Yes, this person is young. They're healthy. There's no reason that death should be on their tongue. So naturally, I began to immediately minister to them about the power of life and death being in the tongue, and that how you speak about yourself and how you think about yourself will reflect in all aspects of your life. And it will even dictate the relationships and interactions that you partake in. For instance, have you ever noticed how smokers all band together? I know y'all know what I'm talking about. Like, okay, let's be real. It could be like 0 degrees outside, but the smokers are going to smoke and they're willing to freeze together because birds of a feather flock together. Now stay with me. I'm going somewhere. Trust me. That commonality alone will create relationships in unlikely places. Okay. Or how about when you're feeling or speaking negatively about a place or a situation, we all been there, and you gauge that random eye contact with a stranger. Okay. You guys immediately feel connected in some kind of way because of the misery business you're working for at that moment. Which, oh no, they didn't. This line is slow. They move. It couldn't have been me. You know what I'm talking about. Misery loves company. And so if you embark in misery, you'll always have company. Now, at this point, you may be like, Paris, where are you going with this? I promise you, I'm going somewhere good. Trust me. Okay, let's bring this into the language of 2024. How about when you say, or when people say, my depression, my anxiety, I'm not enough. If only I had this, if only I had that, then everything around you reflects those relationships, or as I like to say, everything around you reflects those agreements. And the more you commune with such agreements, the deeper the connection becomes. So now you're on medication. Now you can't be in a room full of people and have regular conversations because it's uncomfortable to you. Or you're in a dark room with the curtains closed, all in the name of social anxiety, all in the name of depression, all in the name of whatever the case may be. Look, the point is, it's so easy to ride down the death speaking lane. And it's a programming of the world to accept false realities about yourself. Things like, I'm lazy, I'm always late, or I'm not good enough right now. Or the big one is, I'm such a procrastinator. Yeah. Like, we actually will accept those agreements about ourselves and then wonder why life isn't doing what it needs to be doing. Because the truth is, if you're simulating these things, it's because you're speaking them into your life, which places imagery in your mind that causes you to reenact them in real time. Reenact. To act or perform again. To repeat the actions of an earlier event or incident. Hear me and hear me clear. Your lips are the author and your life is the book. Let me say it one more time. Your lips are the author and your life is the book. Y'all, I would not let this particular person get off the phone with me until the conversation changed. What you believe about yourself, it will be so. So it was important for me to make sure that they began to speak some level of life for themselves. The conversation went from, I'm not, I can't, I don't matter, to, well, I look forward to it. Or, I don't see it yet, but if you say so, then I'm open to it. Rome wasn't built in a day, but baby steps will turn into strides. Jesus tells us to crucify our flesh, and that life and death is in the power of the tongue. Then he goes further to say that those who love it will eat its fruit. Proverbs 18:12. Make sure you read it and meditate on it. In other words, let's just say maybe your flesh is lazy. But if your tongue says, I'm getting up and working out today, then your brain grabs that imagery and your body has to comply. Or if you begin to say things like, I finish what I start. I bring greatness to everything I'm a part of. I'm always on time. I am worthy. I am powerful in the name of Jesus. Then it is so. Whew. I felt that through the camera. Powerful man or woman of God, I felt that through. You better speak your life. If you are experiencing stagnancy in any part of your life, I truly encourage you to monitor your tongue and pay attention to what fruit you're snacking on. Even if it seems small like a little peanut, just don't say it. Instead, choose to say something uplifting about yourself. There's a reason why old wisdom says, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all. It's because whatever you speak about will shape your reality. Your words dictate your friendships, jobs, environments, growth, or lack thereof. Just choosing to talk differently gets things moving around you. And God wants you to have movement, prosperity, kindness, joy, and all of the above. Not to mention, when you speak negatively, God's spirit pulls away. So don't curse yourself. Speak life and do something different. Now go speak some life into yourself, dang on it. Stop saying what you can't do. Stop saying what you're not worthy of. Stop walking around shameful. Stop speaking death over you. You are fine. You are okay. You are capable. Get up, do something different, and come up with some new agreements over your life, because you deserve to live a great life. Thank you so much for tuning into A Great Life Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and head over to madebypair.com and join my free newsletter called Word Up Wednesday. Also, would you like to reimagine your reality in 30 nights? Then order my book called The Nightly Affirmation Journal, available on Amazon. Well, that's all for today, folks. God bless. Don't stress. It's Pepperis. Peace. A Great Life Podcast. New episodes Saturdays, 8 a.m. with Paris Sade Dunbar. Tune in and tell a friend. Brought to you by Made by Pear. Let them know who made it. It isn't about where I come from. The process only matters to me. I train to keep my mind sharp, and still it doesn't matter. They only see the finished product. So, every chance I get, there's only one thing to do. Let them know who made it. Made by Pear.